The case of alleged bid rigging revolving around the construction of Buffalo's Solar City complex continues to work its way through the justice system. Among those charged are principals from the project developer, L.P. Simonelli, and Fort Schuyler Management Corporation, a nonprofit affiliate of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, which tabbed L.P. Simonelli to develop the massive project. On today's Press Pass, Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post sheds light on the relationship between Fort Schuyler and L.P. Simonelli and an apparent lax approach to the use of taxpayer dollars.
You know, a lot of this stuff with Fort Schuyler and the Buffalo Billion, it's quite technical and complicated, and there's this sprawling web of alleged corruption laid out in the federal criminal complaint. But this is sort of a smaller piece of it that's just easier to understand, which is state money going on some of these bizarre expenses for a private contractor. Lunches, dinners, bottles of wine. I think the ordinary person can more appreciate why that might be questionable.
While it's up to federal prosecutors to prove if there was criminal conduct involved in the $600 million development of the Solar City plant, it is clear that Fort Schuyler enjoyed a free hand in utilizing state dollars. Officials have argued that freedom from standard procedures helped to speed the construction process. But as Charlotte Keith learned through her review of thousands of expense reports, it is also clear that state taxpayers footed the bill for thousands of dollars in extra expense.
Things like lunches for the company's employees at local restaurants, taking business guests out to dinner, expensive dinners, strange overhead costs, like in some cases the costs of employees commuting to work. Other state agencies have rules about, you know, how much overhead they'll pay for, what meal expenses they'll pay for, and those kinds of things. You know, they draw the line there.
That brings me into, I think, a key part of this story and understanding how you went about getting this information together. First of all, the rules that these other state agencies have to follow. They have manuals. Are they one sheets? What do they have?
They have manuals, handbooks, policies, in some cases hundreds of pages long, that give a pretty...
And you read through all these?
Yes. Pretty exhaustive guidance, in some cases, about what companies can and can't charge for, down to things like, you know, paperclips, office supplies, photocopying, those kinds of things. And so it's remarkable to compare those, you know, that kind of obsessive level of detail with the lack of detail that Fort Schuyler used on its contracts and just kind of the lack of institutional policy that Fort Schuyler had. You know, another example is like cell phone bills. A lot of state agencies say they'll only reimburse companies for a specific list of calls related to a project. They're not just going to pay your whole cell phone bill for the month because you're working on the project. But Fort Schuyler said, you know, they were happy to do that, and they paid L.P. Simonelli for that kind of cost. That was really the standard that we were trying to hold Fort Schuyler to. Even though they say they're not a state agency, this is, you know, state money and one of the biggest state-funded construction projects in Western New York ever. And so it seemed fair to compare them to other state agencies and see. But I think it is worth noting that that was really L.P. Simonelli's response to the story, was they said, yes, you know, we were paid for all these things, but it was absolutely allowed. And this contract was not written in the same way as those other state contracts that you're comparing it to. So none of those standards that you're talking about, none of them applied here. Certainly there's an argument, I suppose, to be made that to get things done faster, it's worth being more generous with business expenses. I don't know that many people would agree that, you know, a dinner that costs $120 per person is a particularly good use of taxpayer money, even if it's related to a construction project that's state funded.
Charlotte Keith, thanks for going through all of these many, many thousands of pages of documents and bringing this story to us and joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.